From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Three U.S. soldiers were among those killed today in Pakistan in a roadside bomb attack on a Pakistani army convoy. It happened near the Afghan border, and all seven people are dead. The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Islamabad.
The convoy, led by a detachment of Pakistani soldiers, was hit by a powerful explosion in the Lower Deer region of northwest Pakistan. The vehicles were carrying journalists and aid workers to the opening ceremony of a new girls' school. The bomb was detonated as the vehicles drove past a different school. Some of its pupils are believed to be among the casualties.
The BBC's Mark Dummett. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. In Iraq today, at least 20 people have been killed in the latest bomb attack on Shiite pilgrims. It's the third major attack this week, targeting Shiites traveling in a religious procession to the holy city of Karbala. More than 100 others were wounded. The head of the CIA is warning that al-Qaeda will likely try to attack the United States again in the next 3 to 6 months. Leon Panetta told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee al-Qaeda could carry out attacks from inside the U.S. Panetta said the biggest threat from the terror group is its growing ability to operate undetected. Panetta's comments were part of the annual terror assessment to Congress. Toyota says it's hearing complaints about possible brake problems on the Prius Hybrid, one of its models not involved in the recalls over gas pedals. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's looking at about 100 complaints involving brakes on the new Prius. Two of the complaints involved crashes with injuries. General Motors and Ford are reporting stronger sales after years of being chided by politicians and auto analysts for not building vehicles that people want. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton explains.
George Augustitis is an analyst with CSM Worldwide. He points out that in January, GM, Ford, and Chrysler's combined sales increased 13% compared to last year. Asian and Korean automakers lost about 2%. He says it's too soon to say times are changing, but
year after year, we'd always see that number be opposite. The Detroit 3 would be losing month-over-month numbers, and the Asian brands were always gaining numbers as a whole.
Still, break down the numbers, and it doesn't look good for one of the Detroit 3. Chrysler sales went down 8%. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
More bonuses reportedly are being paid to employees at American International Group. Published reports say AIG is giving about $100 million in bonuses to employees at its financial products division. That's the division whose work helped lead to a $180 billion bailout by the federal government. Those bonuses reportedly being paid today. This is NPR News from Washington. The country's first primary race of the 2010 election season is now in its second day. The incumbent governor of Illinois says he's the winner of the Democratic primary, but his challenger says that fight is not yet over. And Republicans say they'll wait for outstanding votes to be counted. The decision has been made, though, in another key race, with voters selecting nominees for the U.S. Senate seat that was once held by President Obama. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Democrats want to hang on to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President Obama in this Democratic-leaning state. Republicans hope to capture it, especially after an upset in Massachusetts that put a Senate seat in their column. The Republican Senate nominee, Mark Kirk, is a five-term Illinois congressman. He says people see the arrogance of a one-party state.
And this election will show that we will not surrender to their dangerous cynicism of low expectations.
The Democratic nominee, Illinois State Treasurer Alexi Janulius, said his focus will be on jobs, and he has a message for Mark Kirk.
But come November, Congressman, your days as a Washington insider are over.
Election officials say turnout for the primary was low across the state. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The CEO at internet company AOL has said no thanks to a bonus of at least $1.5 million. That's according to a company filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. It says CEO Tim Armstrong turned down the bonus last week, and AOL's compensation committee agreed to his request. AOL reports fourth quarter earnings later today. In December, AOL separated itself from Time Warner. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.